Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is a podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and this is Crazy Shit in Real Estate. Today, I'm super excited to have one of my favorite Virginia realtors on the show. Everybody say hello to Dawn Roy. Dawn, say hello to my listeners.
Hey there.
So, Dawn is a very experienced broker in Virginia. In fact, I can say she's an experienced broker now because she just went the gigantic, huge leap from regular sales realtor to broker. Congratulations, Dawn. That's a big step.
Oh, it's an amazing step, and it was a lot of work, but it's so well worth it.
So, Dawn, you said you have something that has happened in your real estate business that nobody would ever believe. So tell us about that.
Well, you know, I think that most of our best learning experiences come from the first few months or years of our careers, simply because that's where we're making some really awesome boo-boos. And one of the situations that I encountered was, in fact, about my first 3 months in real estate. I was working for a broker. And I was a buyer's agent, and this is a great buyer's story. And he referred me to these folks who had called in on an internet ad that we had been doing, and they had been here for about a year. They were living in an apartment with two middle-aged school children, and the wife had had about enough of that, and she had fallen in love with a home nearby our office. So being a new agent, the way I would qualify clients at that time was, can you fog a mirror, and, you know, when do you want to go see the house? So boo-boo number one, and so I made an appointment for that Sunday to see this really lovely home about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And I called the listing agent inquiring about a showing. And he said, oh my gosh, girl, well, come on by. We're going to have an open house. We've got multiple offers on the table. It's going to be a big day. And of course, as a new agent, the word multiple offers sends shivers down your spine. So I thought to myself, if I get there early, you know, and I go ahead and make sure I preview this property and bring some value to those folks that, you know, it'll make me look really good and I can obviously be better representing for them. So I get there 25 minutes early and pull into the cul-de-sac. And of course, it's a melee. There's multiple cars. There's a lot of people. And because I did not take the time to go visit with these folks ahead of time, I don't know what they look like. They don't know what I look like. It is really not the best situation to put yourself in.
Oh, wait, so you had no way of knowing which ones were
I don't know who they are. You know, note to self, meet your clients first. So when I did speak with the man on the phone, he was a scientist with the state of Virginia and had a very heavy Asian accent. And the only thing I knew other than that was that he was married and he had two middle-aged children. So that is my identifiers. So I pull into the cul-de-sac and I made a phone call and said, listen, I'm here early. Just want to let you know that I'm on the scene, you know, being the go-to realtor. And he said, oh, well, we're here already. And I said, oh, awesome. Where are you? I'm in a brown coat. He said, well, we're in the house with the listing agent and we don't need a buyer's agent anymore. We're good. Mm. So I'm standing on the driveway and an agent comes out with her clients and she said, hey, girl, they've got your clients and they're getting ready to lock them up. You better get in there.
I love her. I know she was. I love her.
Well, you know, it we have to help each other, right?
So, amen and hallelujah.
I bound into the house and run smack dab into them as they come down the stairs with the listing agent and, you know, thrust my hand out to him and I said, listen, this is Dawn Roy and I'm with so-and-so Realty and I just want to thank you for showing my clients the house, but I need to speak with them in private so that they have questions that I can answer for them. And he says, you're who now? And I said, oh, no, I called you on Friday to make this appointment. And he goes, oh, okay. The whole time the wife is, I want the house, I want the house, I want the house. The husband, I don't need an agent, I don't need an agent. And I said, listen, let's sit in the dining room. Let's talk about this a minute. So I'm at the head of the table. They're on either side of me, her to my left, him to my right. And I said, listen, why do you love this house? You're walking around telling everybody and God you love this house. What is it about this home that speaks to you? And she said, you know, I've been in an apartment for a year. It's very dark there. I suffer from depression, the beautiful vaulted ceilings and all the windows and the light. I could be happy here. I want this home. So now I have her motivation. So I turned to him and I said, so you obviously can tell that your wife loves this home, and I am going to confirm to you that there will be multiple offers on this home. Are you prepared? Are you qualified? You know, where are you in this process? And he said, well, I've got a lender with the credit union that I can get my lender letter from and all that fun stuff. And I said, are they available today? No, the banks aren't open today. I said, well, my preferred lender is. And if you'll give me an opportunity, I will promise you that out of multiple offers here, I will get you this house. So that's very aggressive for someone who didn't know what they were doing. But, you know, I figured, you know what, get in the batter's box and swing hard. So,
I mean, that's a bold promise, even if you do know what you're doing.
Well, and you know, the thing is, Lee, I had made so many boo-boos in not bringing value to these fine folks ahead of time that I was swinging for all I was worth to bring value on the spot.
There you go.
So I turned to her and she grabbed my hand and she said, do you mind if I speak to my husband in our native tongue? And I said, well, you know, knock yourself out. And I'm not really sure what she said to him, but I'm pretty sure there was their version of profanity. And she tore him a new one, to say the least, and turned to me and said, you know what, Dawn, I want this house and you're the one that's going to get it for me and we will work with you. I said, well, let's get on it. And we ran to my office, prepared an offer. I got my preferred lender on the line, got the lender letter. We were one of five offers and we got the house and they did not pay list price to get it.
Oh,
so I helped him alleviate his, you know, I'm going to be in charge and I'm going to get this home for my wife. But I knew that listing agent, and these were fine folks. I'd worked with them before. I knew this listing agent was going to get full top dollar for the house if they worked with them. And she, all she cared about was getting the house. So I was, you know, I was able to bring value kind of in a backward way. But, I mean, you know, sometimes when you're a new agent, you just got to go out there and you got to get bold and do what you got to do to get the deal. But that's my buyer story. Never show up and have never met your client. That's the takeaway.
But, you know, there's actually, it's interesting. We are often bold at the beginning of our careers when we don't know any better, and it does benefit clients. Whereas when you get more experienced, you sometimes let your experience get in your way. So
you truly do.
There's things you could have done better, but I bet you didn't ever show a house again without meeting somebody first.
Well, and that's true. And that's what I help new agents do. You know, just because they, you know, make a phone call to you doesn't make them a ready, willing, and able buyer. But the benefit, and also the benefit of sitting down across from them in an informal setting, whether it's at a coffee shop or your office, you have an opportunity to explore their needs, wants, and desires and help them understand the process of purchasing real estate. Because, you know, Zillow and Trulia and all these wonderful apps and silly, you know, things that you find on the internet, they cannot replace a face-to-face, belly-to-belly, on the ground, in the trenches with you realtor who is bringing you the information you need to make a strong offer and to get that home. And especially here, Lee, we are in a crisis of inventory. We do not have the inventory. And the buyers are very active. And come spring, you will find yourself 9 times out of 10 in a multiple offer situation. So we have to bring value to these folks that they don't even know, you know, they don't even know they have a need. But it's our job as professionals to show them what that needs, those needs are, and how we can overcome those hurdles that they're going to come across.
And it's also where we have to educate the public as to what realtors bring to the table, because, you know, I love Zillow too. It's a fun website to poke around on, but I certainly could not buy a house in your market with an app not coming from somewhere else. So
absolutely. Well, just like you always say, this is their largest financial instrument. Why are we leaving that decision up to a faceless, nameless internet app that doesn't know my local market, doesn't know the neighborhood, doesn't know right down to the tax base, you know, what the value of homes truly are and what the demand is? Why are we leaving the thing that is going to be the largest investment of our entire life to an internet-based product?
Well, I will say, too, that in addition to all of that, I love that you had a moment in your story that showcases how professional realtors look out for each other. And we're not all a bunch of cutthroat bloodsuckers. And
yes.
Whoever that agent was that was walking out and gave you the heads up was truly somebody who understood why buyers do need their own agent, because she saw that they were getting sucked into a conversation they might not have been able to get out of. Not that the listing agent was looking to do them wrong, but the listing agent wasn't working for the buyer. So kudos to that woman walking down the sidewalk.
Yes. Just like, you know, there's some things that happen in your career and in your life. There's no explanation for it. You know, timing is timing, just things happen and fall in place. And, you know, even though that train got started off on the wrong track, it ended up in the right train station just because, you know, I you know, had a good few things go my way, but I earnestly, truly wanted them to, if this was the home for them, I wanted to put them in the position of winning in a strong way and not overpaying and regretting it later. I mean, there's a lot of things that go into it, and you have to really look at it from their viewpoint. You know, can I trust this, you know, agent, and am I going to get the best representation? And I had about 30 seconds to prove that to those folks, and luckily they put their faith in me and it all worked out.
Well, and you also show respect for their cultural differences by letting them have their private conversation that you had zero context to go off of. So that was also proof that they felt comfortable moving forward together. But, you know, we have to do a better job as we have more international clients, all of us, of respecting their conversations, their needs, and asking more and more questions.
Absolutely. And that it's through the questions that we ask, not the things that we tell, that really bring the value that we need to bring to the table.
Exactly. So Dawn, if anybody is needing anything, I mean, frankly, we'll just say all of Virginia, because you do have quite an extensive network. How could people find you and your real estate business if they'd like a pro?
Well, I'd love for them to reach out to me. I'm with Keller Williams Midlothian here in Central Virginia. My direct contact would be my cell phone. Text me or call 804-986-9911. I also can be reached by email, and that's Dawn. D-A-W-N at Dawn Roy. Yes, I have a last name. That's a guy's name. R-O-Y realestate.com. Dawn Roy realestate.com. That's also my website. And anybody looking to move into this area, we are a great foodie town. A lot of opportunity for jobs here. Would be more than excited to represent you and make sure that you find the home that you love and the lifestyle that you want to lead.
So all of Dawn's information will be in the show notes for this episode if you happen to be driving or exercising while you're listening to it. And just remember that as you are dealing in real estate, whether you're a realtor who's looking to get better, find people that will make you better, if you're a consumer, please always ask lots of questions and hire great people. And if you're looking in the Midlothian area, I think you can call Dawn. Dawn, thank you for appearing on the show, and I wish you all the best in your new broker life in Virginia real estate.
Thank you so much, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
So if you're listening to this podcast and you're a realtor, a broker, lender, investor, inspector, or a consumer who's got your own crazy story to tell about real estate, message me by Twitter and we will be glad to feature you on the show. Thanks for joining us this week on the Crazy Shit in Real Estate podcast. If you liked what you heard, please visit CrazyShitInRealEstate.com, where you can access the full show notes for this episode, additional content produced exclusively for listeners, and much, much more.